You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Came to where was Torah given? The Midbar Sinai. In Midbar Sinai they came. The what month? What was the month?
After that year.
Sivan. The third month. And the third month they came to in desert is called Sinai. So he says in the Torah that Bayom Azeh, then in such a day they came to Midbar Sinai. So what day Torah was given? What day Torah was given? What day Torah was given? When was Matan Torah? Matan Torah.
6 of Sivan.
We don't know. Some say it's 6, some say it's 7. So now, here, there's an interesting detail that is brought, that it says, today, Bayom Hazeh, Rashi HaKadosh points out this matter that actually should have said Bayom Hahu, on the day. So here Rashi HaKadosh explains that Divrei Torah should be Faresh. Exactly, Hadash, just like it's given today. Make sense?
Every day is simplest Torah.
Exactly. But there's a little technicality here. So here's what Rav Shai is informing us. They came to Har Sinai on this day. So this matter that the Torah has to be so fresh, so exciting to you, has nothing to do with Matan Torah. Matan Torah is 6 days later. You follow? You sure? Here, when it says that the Torah has to be just like is given to you right now, no. But this is not when the Torah is given. It's 6 days later. So what has to do with here?
What are you saying now then?
Exactly. Why is pointing out right now? It should point out at the time of the Matan Torah when Hashem spoke to Am Yisrael, says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Hashem says, Am Yisrael. Then you should say, Hayom! Which has nothing to do with it.
It's a preparation to get the Matan Torah.
Ah, preparation. Ah, very nice. Beautiful, beautiful. You know, sometimes people, they leave work, and then they get on freeway, Adam Adachem, you know, especially freeway 10. So then, what do you see in the freeway?
Like
bumper to bumper. Yeah. So what is the reaction of people?
Yeah.
They get really aggravated. Yeah. Right? Why? Because they want to get home, eat, they're tired. Right?
Yes.
Or let's say there's a simcha, Ken Yirbu, was that a shame? There's a wedding. So then you get on the freeway, 405 north. And then you see Pekakim, there's traffic, right? So what do you do now? No, you get to emergency road, and then you go. So now, let's say you come into Mincha, and there is traffic. What do you do? You go back home. From work to go home to eat, you know. You have to get home, to go to wedding, you know, get aggravated. But to come to Mincha, you know, it's okay. We go home, we do it on our own, you know, Yachid, it's okay. He had Tatar Shah and informs us the main matter is not Matan Torah. The main matter here is how you prepare for the Matan Torah, how you prepare to come to Tefillah. How you prepare to do mitzvot?
Yes.
So the main shacharit is not Baruch Shamar. Shacharit is not Ishtabach. Shacharit is not Shema Yisrael. Shacharit is L'shem, Yichud, Utsha, Berichu, Shchinteh. There is 10 pages before it. So what does that mean? We have a Mishnah, very interesting Mishnah. It says, "Im bitalta min haTorah, yesh lecha betelim arve." What does that mean? He says, if you are careless to learn Torah, right? So then, you know what's going to happen? This is going to call you. This is going to text you. This is going to say, you know, I'm not feeling well. Chas v'shalom, alma alechem, not for anyone. Come help me. How's the formula work? Here, Mishnah is teaching us that if you don't have any appreciation, any value for the Torah, and then you disrespect the Torah, then the Torah doesn't want you anymore. He said, go away, go away. He causes you problem to even not come close to him. Isn't that something? So that means if you rush to come, if you rush to leave, then Rosh Hashanah make you, not excuses, make you disruption and distraction to not be able to be attached to him. Something. So that means if you show your interest to learn the Torah, to come to the Tefillah, to come with Knesset, then Hashem keeps you here, keeps you with the Kedusha. But if you're careless, you have no value, you have no appreciation for the Torah, so what's going to happen? Hashem cause you to not be around anymore. And that's what exactly here we see, unbelievable, powerful message. That when he says, Bayom Hahu, has nothing to do with Matan Torah. It's 6 days before. Why? Because there's a very, very important factor in life of Yehudi that he has to understand. If you show respect, how do you show respect? You know, you want to go to wedding? Month before you go pick your suit. Month before you make sure your tie matches your suit. That's why you prepare yourself for wedding. More so, you come to see Yibun HaShe'olah in Bet Knesset to do the Fidah. You have to arrange your time. Might be 4 o'clock, there's traffic. Maybe I get stuck. So you have to prepare yourself for the appreciation that you have to show for the Tefillah, for learning Torah, to see the Shekhinah Torah Barach. And that applies for every mitzvah that we do. Weekly, daily, Shabbat, Mu'adim. That the most important thing here is that it has to be, as Rashi HaKadosh says, Chadashim Alecha Keilu Hayom Nitenu. Hayom. Yeah, that you standing with Mamad Har Sinai. That means when you get up in the morning, you have to hear the shofar. You have to see the Esh and the Mamad Har Sinai. Or close the window, you know, and start dancing. You know, it's Matan Torah. That's how you have to feel. That's how the Hargashav Yehudi should be when he does the mitzvah. Hashem Yizakenu.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.